soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. The following I've called Grievance. Today's May 31st, 2016. Understand and remember, as it is with the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom, where few believe it and fewer will make it, so also it is with reproof and instruction the Lord is speaking. Few will believe it and regard it. Even fewer will walk in it. Religion is at odds with God and his kingdom. Religion is the same today as it ever was. It builds with carnal strength and refuses to submit to the Lord. It uses the Lord as it sees fit, but will not actually walk with him in truth. Religion is the work of Cain. It's rejected by God. God not only rejected Cain's sacrifices, but he rejected the person of Cain. Cain was of that wicked one, the devil. Interestingly, Jesus proclaimed to the Jews and the various personages he clashed as sons of the devil, dens of thieves, robbers, strangers, wolves, and even whitewashed tombs. The Cain masters offer God things out of the earth. He hates it. The religious are those who do not know God or even care to, but they will act like they do. This is known as hypocrisy. The hypocrites Jesus encountered were given rebuke and woe by Jesus. He never called them to repentance, however. Take note. Hypocrites refuse to repent. They hate the truth and resist, hinder, and oppose it altogether as they did with Jesus. They conspire against the truth in order to stop it, as they did the person of truth, Jesus. Hypocrites love to play the part of religion. They exalt themselves above the ignorant religious masses as they did in the Gospels. They're known as the builders that the Scriptures prophesied about and Jesus condemned by telling them, fall upon the rock and be broken in submission, or the rock will fall on you and grind you to powder. Matthew 21:42-45. How important it is to view everything from God's perspective and not man's, certainly not religious men. The lamp to the person is the eye, as Jesus called it. If the eye is clear, sound, and whole, then there is true light of right judgment, knowledge, discernment, and the ability to assess what is right and true from all that is false. It's a heart issue that affects the eye. Religion comes in many sizes, colors, and shapes. In the church world, they call this the denominations. The churches are likened to franchises, corporate ownership, media advertising with its celebrities. They have a product to buy and sell, and even jingles which the people dance to. The reality is that the Lord sees it and hates it. Every gospel records Jesus' outrage as he took cords and overturned business of the sellers and buyers, which turned the Father's house into a den of thieves and robbers. He scurried the wares of the animals they sold and overturned the money changers, coins and all. It was an ominous scene. Jeremiah prophesies of the same state of religion in Jeremiah 7. These religious professionals that govern these things are known as the thieves and robbers in these texts, as well as in John 10. Jesus' lambs do not follow these charlatans. They know the voice of the shepherd, and no other voice or spirit will do. They see the stranger miles away, as well as the wolves that come disguised in sheep's clothing. There's so much corruption in the church world. We are indeed in the times of apostasy now. It is getting worse and worse as deceivers become worse and worse, just as we were told in Scripture. People can seek the Lord, hear his voice, learn of him, be taught of him, and then they know the truth. The Lord never called his sheep to sit in alliance with such filth, death, and deception. His, quote, church is an assembly of people that are called out. They follow him, loving him, and pursue the will of God from a pure heart. Jesus warned that there would be many people shut out of the eternal kingdom of God when the door is shut. They will stand knocking to be let in, but the Lord will not open the door to them. They are the them and not the true you that Jesus referred, that were given the simple truth of the teaching of the Lord. The, quote, them only see darkly, if at all, because they are given things in parables that they cannot decipher. They're blind. They can't see. They have eyes, but cannot perceive. They have ears and hear, but do not understand. They are satisfied with the religious corruption and chaff of the exalted master teachers that promote leavenous messages. It is truly vile, polluted water offered by these hired hand performers. And I write this today because I'm so grieved over this. I know the Lord is merciful and is slow to wrath. He's not condemning, but sending forth instruction. Jesus said so in John chapter 9. It was prophesied about Jesus by Isaiah that Jesus, the servant of God, would bring instruction to the Gentiles. The Father Almighty spoke from heaven with an audible voice, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." But do the religious church-going people? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, was such a man who was deceived in religion. He was a trained, professional thinking man. He thought he was serving God as he persecuted real followers of Jesus. He ravaged the lambs of the Lord. But then he met Jesus Christ, the glorified Son of God. Blinded by the radiant glory of Jesus, he fell to the ground and heard the Lord calling to him. He found grace and mercy of God revealed by Jesus, and thus we have Paul writing of these things by the very Spirit of God. Paul came out of religion. The same is true for all of us. We are to come out of religion that is corrupted and vile and serve the Lord in spirit and truth. Paul was taught by Jesus. He forsook his rabbi's school learning of the leaven of the Pharisees and scribes, and was given the revelation of the Word, by the Word, Jesus himself. And this is what we're all called to receive, as Paul said in Ephesians 4:21 and following. If you have heard him and been taught by him, for the truth is in Jesus. John said the same thing in 1 John 2:27. Everyone that seeks the Lord with their whole heart will find him. They are to be taught of him. Jesus has gone to sit in the exalted right hand of the Father. He has not left us alone, but sent the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. We have the command not to set up masters as teachers over us. It does not work that way among the disciples of Jesus. It does not work that way in the kingdom of God either. Jesus is the sole role of teacher-master. There are teachers, yes, but they are not overlord, hyper-exalted guru men, as is prominent throughout the church world. As people seek the Lord and hear the Lord, there's one Spirit and one Lord and one doctrine. We all have the same drink and receive the same import from the Lord. We that do this are in agreement. In the Old Testament, the phrase, "the word of the Lord," was the key message that the Father spoke through his prophets. We now have the word of the Lord by the word of Jesus, as it says in Hebrews chapter 1. The word of the Lord is the same as the phrase, "the testimony of Jesus," which is the spirit of prophecy. This is the message the Lord speaks to his people by the Spirit. Let him that has ears hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. There is censorship underway in the realm of rebellious religion. They put up men speaking their words and silence the voice of the Spirit. You generally will not hear the voice of the Lord in their centers. God is not desired nor welcomed. During the times Jesus was ministering in the land, there were synagogues where people came to do religious things. Jesus would often go to their synagogues and speak the very word of God. He would display the power of God and would receive heated resistance. The synagogue system taught that God could not heal on the Sabbath. They generally were blind, according to Jesus. Their judgment was 180 degrees wrong as he brought correction. They would teach you couldn't heal on the Sabbath, finding fault with Jesus. Yet they would give water to their animals, or they'd pull an ox out of a ditch on the Sabbath. They thought it was spiritually clean to wash their hands and their cups and utensils, but Jesus told them they were wrong. Uncleanness does not come from eating with unwashed hands. Defilement comes from within the man, not from outside. They had it backwards, upside down. Completely as far as night from day, wrong. The same is true today with those who are not taught of the Lord nor submitted to Him. We have spiritual leaders today that have nothing to say because they do not hear the Lord. They manufacture their message from other sources other than the Spirit of God, and it's dead. Now we have long custom and tradition in the church world that is completely the same as the synagogue system. Churches are synagogues. Churches are places of religious activity. Search and find out the truth. The English word church is not from the Greek text ekklesia, which is supposed to represent it. Ekklesia is a Greek word meaning called out assembly. It's not a building. It's not a franchise. It's not a denomination, a schism, a sect, or a cult. What happened? The devil is the enemy that has sowed the tares among the wheat. The translations inserted the alternate word church for assembly to reflect the institutional system of the church world. It's a restoration of the ancient apostate synagogue system of the builders that rejected the cornerstone, Jesus. The Lord is sending His word, as He did through Paul, Silas, Timothy, and other men of God, to declare the things of the kingdom of God and pertaining to Jesus Christ. Let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying. He that is of God will hear. He that refuses to hear is not of God. He that hears them hears the Lord. He that rejects them rejects the Lord. And this is how delegation or ambassadorship operates in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God trumps the church world. The church world is illegitimate. It does not serve the Lord and is contrary to the word and spirit of God on many fronts. Will the individuals, both leaders and followers, submit to the truth? Or will they insist on doing every man as he thinks is right in his own eyes? Where's the power of the Lord? Where's the glory of the Lord? Where's His voice? No one asks, has God changed? Has Jesus changed? Impossible. No one seems to care. Don't they notice the Lord's not there? Where is He? He is in the midst, where two or three assemble in His name. In the book of Acts, we find the early assembly of the Lord meeting all right, but they met in the fear of the Lord. They were in sincerity and not in religious hypocrisy as in today's churches for the most part. Can one be a disciple but not follow the Lord? Can one not be a disciple yet make disciples? Can there be true, authentic assemblies that violate the Word of God on such grand measures and still be of God? No. Would you make a flight on a jet that had no wings, engine, pilot, or landing gear? Well, then why would you assemble or join yourself in religious environments that do not have the fruit of God? Or why would you be in fellowship with a group of leaders that are in absolute rebellion and ignorance to the teaching of Jesus? I believe that God is bundling people like birds of a feather. There's a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. Between him that knows God and serves him from those who do not. There is an assembly of the righteous, and there is the assembly of the wicked. Jesus called those who do not the will of God workers of iniquity, not only because they did sins of the flesh, but because they did not abide in the works of the Spirit. They're Cain workers. What is the will of God? Jesus pointed to his disciples and said they were his brethren. They were his sisters and mother. They that do the will of God, he further outlined. Those who do not the will of God can be religious all day, all they want, but they're rejected and thrust outside into outer darkness. Jesus declared there would be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. I write this because this is so grieving. It's an offense when I see such monstrosities purportedly serving God, but are a lie. They lie and wait to deceive the gullible, simple, churchy masses. How can a person know the difference between a diamond and a cubic zirconia? They look the same from the surface. One is the real deal. The other is man-made synthetic that looks real only from the undiscerning eye on the surface. If someone demanded to have the real Jesus, nothing else would suffice. For those that have ulterior motives, they don't care, and they can be satisfied with the most base debauchery. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that the fear of the Lord should be made known. God is exposing the lies. He's exposing the hypocrites. Whether spiritual or secular, the God of truth is making known the truth. There are several places in the Word of God that we are told that the hidden things shall be made known, that that which is done in secret shall be shouted from the rooftops. Those things done in darkness shall be brought to the light for all to see. God is exposing. Praise the Lord. Rejoice in the truth. One that is in the truth rejoices, and those that are not in the truth are ashamed. In recent days, in my city, I have heard a hireling professional master over a church group franchise has been said to have been caught in adultery. And I was told he was asked to leave. I'm seeking confirmation because there's no discussion of this on their website or their media recordings. I'm seeking to confirm this. Are they whitewashing? Are they brushing over with untempered mortar, as Ezekiel 13 revealed about ancient Israel? The man went to another group without disclosure? When the word commands, in the name of Jesus Christ and his holy angels, Paul wrote, that they that sin would be rebuked before all, that all may fear. Nothing is to be done by partiality. Whoa. And if man won't do it, God will. People feel they don't want to be cruel. They don't want to be criticized. They don't want to condemn or judge, or they're manipulated not to tell the truth about sin. The Lord is the one that exposes. He hates this. The system is false. It does not work because it is not of God. Men that put themselves on these exalted positions will be humbled, as Jesus said in Matthew 23. They love to be called to the people their various titles. It exalts them, raising them above the people. They become the super spiritual elite, but they aren't. It's a lie. They make believe and play a part. They do not know the Lord. They've not been changed. They do not hear or listen to his voice. So it's just a matter of time before their flesh operates as it does best. Sin. God is exposing. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. Come outside the religious system. Submit to the king and his kingdom. Get rid of the traditions and manners of religion and follow the example in the Word of God. Hear the voice of the Lord and be instructed. Be wise, O kings, and be instructed, you rulers, archons of the churches. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. I tell you, the exposure is far and wide. It is in this city and every city. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. It is underway, even among the corrupt false religious systems, because of their claim to be of the Lord. God will sanctify himself from that which is not of him. Great fear of the Lord is coming, and those who repent and joyfully abide in the Lord from a sincere heart will be glad. There will be the increasing great manifestation of the presence of the Lord for those who choose to assemble in his name and not a name of a religious enterprise. We have to define our terms. We have to reflect the truth. The word is truth. The word church is not in the word of God in the Greek text. There's no such thing in the word of God as going to church. Search it yourself, and you'll find it's not there. Our message is not church. It is the kingdom of God. Our message has to be correct. The kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy, and is that which the Lord Jesus is speaking to his people. Let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord? Let him that speaks my word speak it faithfully. And if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. We are to be taught of the Lord. We are to abandon and leave the blind guides, the blind leaders. They are as Eli, blind and fat. And he doesn't have the judgment of what's right and wrong. It's a system. Eli and his dead sons, whereas the pastors of today that take the substance of the religious people for themselves, and they take the women for their own gratification, and they do all these things because of the delusion of their own foolish, exalted pride. The, quote, pastors that rule the majority of, quote, churches are the same system as the rulers of the synagogues, the overlord, and they have the same identical traits. Diamond, cubic zirconia, they look similar in ways. Assembly, churches, they have similar aspects too, but they are completely different from God's perspective.
And this is Trevor Davis. I'm continuing this very important message. This audio was called Grievance, and it was stemmed from a 5-page article I wrote just within a matter of over the last 2 weeks. And it's a grievance from the Spirit of the Lord. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is emotion. And emotion is God's idea, and God has made man in his own image and likeness. And we have joy, and we have sorrow, and we have rejoicing, and we have grieving. And these are emotions that are clearly in the scriptures itself, specifically that God himself has felt these strong, passionate emotions. Would we not rather choose to have the Lord joyful about us, blessed by us as we walk with him as dear children, pleasing to the Lord? Or would we want to have such an offensive lifestyle and manner of foolishness and corruption, debauchery that men walk in, where we're so grieving to the Lord? Take heed. Well, today I've shared some things, and you're hearing the voice of the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, the Lord is bringing correction. He's bringing instruction. He's not condemning you because you're off the mark, but he's calling you to walk the mark for the high calling and for the prize that's in Jesus Christ, walk the straight and narrow way that leads to life. There's only few people that are going to find it, but the way to destruction is very broad and very wide, and most go thereby. The Lord is beckoning. The Lord is calling. The Lord is beseeching. He's speaking and he's calling, but it's up to you to take heed to his voice. Wouldn't you rather find out that what you're putting your hand to and what you're building with your effort, with your strength, with your finances and your time, with your name, that all these things that will be through the eternity, whether for shame or whether to honor. And the Lord is calling for perfection to those that profess faith in him. And there's many people that will say they did good works, mighty things in Jesus' name, even prophesying and cast out demons. But Jesus will shut the door and they'll be on the other side in outer darkness, determined to be destroyed and thrown into the fire that burns without quench. Many people will be wailing and weeping and gnashing their teeth when they find themselves rejected by the Lord, when they could have heard his voice, when they could have examined themselves and made sure they were in the faith that was once delivered for the saints. In Hebrews 3, it says this, verse 6, "But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they've not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." What is sin? Sin is iniquity. Sin is a corruption. Sin is falling short of the glory of God. Sin is that which is of the evil one, Cain, that offers unto God sacrifices that are out of the earth. Worldliness, carnality, flesh. And God has no respect, no pleasure with Cain or his offering. Cain was a murderer, a deceiver, a liar. And Cain hates Abel because Cain, his works are unrighteous. But Cain hates faith, and he hates purity, and he hates those that are led by the Spirit of the Lord. This is why the world hates those that walk with Jesus. It's been made clear as I've been sharing these things from the scriptures. They're illuminated. They're quickening to us. There's things that are done in religion that are far from the pattern of the Lord. They are not up to code. And you wouldn't go into your city and build without a permit. And you wouldn't build things that aren't safe and aren't proper or tilted or corrupted on their foundation. The city would make you tear it down. Or you wouldn't work for a corporation or for even a man, a businessman like Mr. Donald Trump. You'd be fired. Why do you think you can do what you will? Every man doing what's right in his own eyes, or in all the people following others as they've done religion. It's like cows. God hasn't called us to be cows. He's called us to be sheep. Praise the Lord, because he's the shepherd of the sheep. Happy are you if you do what the Lord is speaking.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.